Zog der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Scholen, Perig Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. Behema Shemes Ubra B'toich Meah. Here we have an animal that the baby, the unborn baby, died when it was still inside the mother. Shemes Ubra, the fetus, died B'toich Meah, inside the animal. V'hoishet Araya Es Yadiv V'Nagabai. V'hoishet means to pass. But in this case, it means V'hoishet Araya, the shepherd stuck his hand into the womb, V'Nagabai, and touched the dead baby inside the mother. Bain bibehemet tamei, whether this is a non-kosher animal, bain bibehemet taira, or a kosher animal. The din is tahar. Tahar, how could it be tahar? He touched an animal that is not alive, that died without shechita. And the answer is, it's still considered part of the mother, and the mother is alive. How do we know this? Well, what did we learn beforehand? We learned that if you shecht the mother, the baby's okay, even though the mother is no longer alive. So for sure, now the mother is alive. It should help to say that the baby inside is not tummy. Just like you're saying when you shecht the mother, it's like shechting the baby. So if the mother is alive, it's as if the baby is alive. And then there's another pasuk that says this is not only true for a behema tahira, like a cow or a goat, it's also true for a behema tameya, like a horse or a donkey. That's what Rabbi Yossi Aglili disagrees with. Rabbi Yossi Aglili had a different drasha. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, no, b'tmeya tamei. If the shepherd stuck his hand inside the mother and touched, let's say, a donkey that died inside his mother, the baby donkey, then he does become tamei, or any other tamedika animal. U'bitahoyra tahar. Only in the case of a kosher animal, like a cow, where he stuck his hand inside, even though the baby died. Only there do we say the person is tahar. And that explains about tenura is learned from the pasuk. The pasuk says, if someone touches any davar tamei, or the nevela of a chaya tamei, or the nevela of a behema tamei. So wait a second. The nevela of a behema tamei is metama. The nevela of a behema toira is not metama. If someone touches a dead cow, the dadi rashkita is also tamei. So there must be a case. That's what we learned from this pasuk. There must be a case somewhere where a dead behema tahoira is not mitama and a dead behema tameya is mitama. And being that stamazai, if a cow died without shechita, it would be mitamim, so it must be talking about a cow that died inside its mother. And from this pasuk we learn, according to Rabbi Yossi, although the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, but Rabbi Yossi holds that if the baby died inside the mother, if it's a behema tameya, even though the mother is alive, if the shepherd touches it, he's tamei. By behema tahira, if the shepherd touches the dead baby inside the mother, he is tahar. Now we talk about people. Ha'isha, a woman, shemes v'lada b'teich mef, rachmar litzlan, her fetus died inside her womb. Ipash techayas yada, and the midwife, trying to help the mother, stuck her hand into the womb and touched, v'nigabai, and touched nebuch, the baby that passed away. Hachaya tameya, the midwife is tamei. Not only tamei, but she's tamei tumas shiva, a seven-day tumah. That's the din of a person who touches a human person that died. The fetus's head didn't come out. Why should she be tamei? It's not considered born yet. It's only a human being after it's born. So Enochanami says about tenura, min ha'tayra, she wouldn't be tamei if the head didn't come out yet. But by a human being especially, it's possible that the head comes out to the point where it's considered born, and she didn't chap. So we're scared that maybe the head did come out, and therefore the baby is considered born. Why don't we have that concern by the behema? So the Batanur explains, by a behema, it doesn't work that way. If the head came out, they would see it. Vaitra, says the Mishnah, v'ha'isha tahayra at sheyetze havlad. The woman herself that was having the baby is tahar until the head of the fetus comes out. Again, the fetus means the unborn baby. If, rachmana litzlan, the baby comes out not alive, so the mother is tamei. But only when the head comes out. Here, we're not scared. What if the head comes out and she doesn't chap? Because the mother would chap already if the head came out. Zak the Mishnah, chazring over the Mishnah, rather. A behema whose fetus died inside and the shepherd stuck his hand in and touched it, according to the Tanakhama, whether it's a behema tamei, like a horse, a donkey, a lion, it doesn't make a difference what it is. Even though I don't think that shepherds help lions being born, but if that happens. Whether it's a behemoth tmeo or a behemoth behemoth tahira, like a cow or a goat or a sheep, the din is tahar, because as long as the mother is alive, then we consider the baby alive in the way that it wouldn't be metamehim. Rabbi Yisrael clearly says by a tamadika animal, he would become tamei for touching a baby that died inside the animal. Only by a tardika animal would we say it's tahar. We don't pass on like Rabbi Yisrael clearly. And then the Mishnah told us a halacha about a woman who, rachmana litzlan, if her baby died within her, and afterwards the midwife touched the baby inside, she's automatically tamei. If the head didn't come out yet, she shouldn't be tamei, because the baby's not considered born. The answer is, we're scared that she may have not chapped, the head came out, and therefore she's tamei, the same way she would be tamei if she touched any person who's not alive, and that would be a tumah that lasts 7 days, and of course she needs the paraduma, the water mixed with the ashes of the paraduma, to be mitire her. It would have to be sprayed on her day number 3 and day number 7. It's the same din as touching any mace. Again, even if the head, as far as she saw, didn't come out, we're scared that maybe it did or you didn't realize it. The mother, on the other hand, is tahar until the head of the baby comes out. When the head of the baby comes out, she becomes tameh from the baby. I just want to say, there's a tshuva from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, you know, sometimes this happens, that a baby doesn't get to be born. But you should know what that means is, says Rav Moshe, he's mechazik sama nebuch, Ebesh is lapitin, who went through this experience. What that means is that an neshama needed a tikkun. An neshama had to come down to this world. As soon as an neshama comes down to this world, it has some type of a tikkun. And sometimes an neshama needs such a slight tikkun that it just has to be inside the mother. It doesn't even have to be born. And that neshama is very happy to go back to Olam Haba. So it's a terrible tragedy down here. We have to remember that whatever the Rabbeinu Shel Olam does is done with a cheshbon that on this world is very hard for us to understand. Our job is we shouldn't be tested, but to try to be mekabel it.